This is All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Mark Garber. Allegations of corruption in a rural New Jersey sheriff's office shook the community in Hunterdon County in 2010. The sheriff was accused of not properly conducting background checks on deputies and issuing a fake police ID for a prominent donor to Governor Chris Christie. Shortly after Governor Christie took office, the state attorney general fired three of Hunterdon's respected veteran prosecutors, and the case was dismissed. The New York Times has a deeper look at the case, and we're joined now by Michael Powell, who wrote the story. Hi, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thanks. Now, you wrote that the case and the Christie administration's role in killing it have surfaced again because one of the dismissed prosecutors, Bennett A. Barlin, has filed a lawsuit against the state, claiming that the attorney general killed the indictment to protect prominent supporters of the governor. Pretty serious charges. Who were those supporters, and how could they have killed an indictment?
Well, the supporters are twofold. One are, of course, the sheriff herself, who is was a prominent supporter during the campaign of the of Governor Christie and his lieutenant governor. The other supporter was a prominent doctor who works for a biopharmaceutical company and is a donor and a member of the governor's transition committee.
So what evidence does Bennett Barlin have to support his claims, and why is he coming forward just now?
He, in fact, came forward shortly after he was forced out of the office. And, you know, really the essence of his case goes to the fact that when the attorney general, who, by the way, reports directly to the governor, when the attorney general took over the office, the first thing they did was, as you noted, toss out this 43-count indictment. And then when Mr. Barlin complained, he was summarily forced out of the office and later fired, as was was the prosecutor in charge of the case and yet another prosecutor. So really the sense was of trying to kind of clean house of anyone who was involved with this case.
Very interesting. And how has the Christie administration responded to this?
They say it is the wildest conspiracy theory that they've heard in a long time. And it should be said that there is no direct evidence linking the governor to this. However, it also should be said that the attorney general is appointed by the governor. The attorney general, in turn, appoints the local prosecutors in these counties. And, in fact, the judiciary is also appointed by the governor. So the governor is an extremely powerful figure over the criminal justice system in New Jersey.
Can you remind us of the extent of these allegations against the Hunterdon Sheriff's Office and what were the biggest charges against it?
This was not a earth-shattering case, right? I mean, this wasn't a mafia case or something like this. What she was accused of doing was demanding that all of her new employees sign a loyalty oath to vote for her and never run against her, both of which is illegal to do. They were accused of intimidating private citizens who were putting things up on, computer bulletin boards and this sort of thing, raising questions about the sheriff, and they got in touch with those people and suggested that they could be under criminal investigation for doing that. That's also illegal. And they also didn't conduct a series of background checks on deputies, at least one of whom was found to have a rather serious previous arrest on his record. And that deputy did plead guilty separately and is now no longer there.
And Deborah Trout, the sheriff, has since quit in Hunterdon. What's left to resolve in that community?
This case, in that sense, the case has sort of disappeared, except I talked to a number of grand jurors who sat on this case. And while they didn't talk about the details of the case, they did say that this had struck all of the members of the grand jury as a kind of an open and shut indictment, and that they were stunned to see it summarily dismissed by the attorney general. By the way, it's worth noting the attorney general who dismissed these charges was a former counsel for the governor when he was himself a federal prosecutor. So there was a very tight connection, and the governor later made this attorney general a judge in New Jersey.
Michael Powell is a reporter for the New York Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.